Today there is breaking news. Today's topic is, U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday took the dramatic step of overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion nationwide, handing a momentous victory to Republicans and religious conservatives who want to limit or ban the procedure. The court, in a 6-3 ruling powered by its conservative majority, held that the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey, a 1992 Supreme Court case, are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives. Friday's ruling upheld a Republican-backed Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. The justices held that the Roe v. Wade decision that allowed abortions performed before a fetus would be viable outside the womb between 24 and 28 weeks of pregnancy was wrongly decided because the U.S. Constitution makes no specific mention of abortion rights. A draft version of the ruling indicating the court was likely to overturn Roe was leaked in May, igniting a political firestorm. Mississippi's law had been blocked by lower courts as a violation of Supreme Court precedent on abortion rights. Jackson Women's Health Organization, the only abortion clinic remaining in Mississippi, challenged the 2018 law and had the support of Democrat President Joe Biden's administration at the Supreme Court. The law allows abortions when there is a medical emergency or a severe fetal abnormality but does not have an exception for pregnancies resulting from rape or incest. A federal judge in 2018 struck the law down, citing the Roe precedent. The New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2019 reached the same conclusion. The Supreme Court, in a 1992 ruling called Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania v. Casey, reaffirmed abortion rights and prohibited laws imposing an undue burden on abortion access. Chief Justice John Roberts denounced the May 2 leak of Justice Samuel Alito's draft opinion in the case and announced an investigation to identify the culprit. Supreme Court leaks are extremely rare, especially concerning internal deliberations before a ruling is issued. Following the leak, Biden condemned the overturning of Roe as a radical step and urged Congress to pass legislation protecting abortion access nationally. Thousands of people rallied for abortion rights in Washington and other cities after the leak, including some protesters at the homes of some conservative justices. A California man armed with a handgun, ammunition, a crowbar and pepper spray was arrested near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home on June 8 and charged with attempted murder. The justices in 2016 struck down a Texas law imposing strict regulations on abortion facilities and doctors. The justices in 2020 struck down a Louisiana law that similarly placed restrictions on doctors who perform abortions. But the court has become more conservative in recent years with the addition of three appointees made by former President Donald Trump. Since 2018, the court lost two champions of abortion rights. Liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died in 2020, being replaced by Amy Coney Barrett, who as an academic before joining the judiciary signaled support for overturning Roe. Justice Anthony Kennedy, a conservative who sometimes sided with the liberal justices on social issues such as abortion and LGBT rights, retired in 2018 and was replaced by Kavanaugh. Kennedy was part of the majority in the 1992 decision and voted to strike down the Texas abortion restriction in 2016. Justice Neil Gorsuch in 2017 replaced the late conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, who was an abortion opponent. The number of U.S. abortions increased by 8% during the 3 years ending in 2020, reversing a 30-year trend of declining numbers, according to data released on June 15 by the Guttmacher Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights. The U.S. abortion rate peaked in 1980, 7 years after the Roe ruling, at 29.3 abortions per 1,000 women of childbearing age 15 to 44, and stood at 13.5 per 1,000 in 2017 before increasing to 14.4 per 1,000 women by 2020. In 2020, there were 930,160 U.S. abortions, with 20.6% of pregnancies ending in abortion in 2020, up from 18.4% in 2017. Mississippi experienced a 40% increase in abortions performed from 2017 to 2020. Globally, abortion rights generally have been increasing. The UN World Health Organization said around 73 million abortions take place globally each year, including 29% of all pregnancies. Let's talk about this. If they are now turning it over to each state, this is going to further drive the blue and red states. Women who plan to get an abortion will likely have a more difficult time or more restrictions when compared to blue states. I think this was a big win. Now, it will become more difficult, in some cases, for women to have an abortion. I realize this topic can draw a lot of controversy, but most of my followers are pleased with this ruling. I wanted to get this article out quickly, as it is breaking news. Less than 1% of abortions are from rape. 99% of the abortions were from women who freely spread their legs open. Now going spread eagle for the Chads will have more of an impact. Some women will no longer be able to murder their own children. Yes, the child inside them is living, they have seen the child moving away when the object is inserted into the woman. If you have a topic you would like me to cover, or a personal story to share, shoot me an email or message and I may cover it. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.